try to keep this as. All right, 5, 4. Yo, one word in modern day culture that gets thrown around so much and everybody claims to have is haters. Haters, right? But it's crazy that if you want to be an entrepreneur, a business owner, a leader, any kind of visionary, I guarantee you that having haters is going to come with the territory. This is the Kyra Montero Show, Season 3, Episode 4. We're going to talk about the benefits of having haters, man. Yeah, let go. Yeah, yeah. Face squad. Can't be nothing better to start the show off than this show right here.
I'm over at something, tell them this.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Boy, they can't bring me like Luke Cage. Boy, they can't bring me like I'm Luke Cage. Boy, they can't bring me like Luke Cage. Boy, they can't bring me like I'm Luke Cage. I be on track like Hussein. And I keep it true like 2 Chainz. And I got the strength like 2 Trains. Face squad, drip, that's new frame. Boy, they can't bring me like Luke Cage. Boy, they can't bring me like I'm Luke Cage.
Let go.
Boy, they can't bring me like Luke Cage. Boy, they can't bring me like I'm Luke Cage. I be on track like Hussein. And I keep it true like 2 Chainz. And I got the strength like 2 Trains.
Face squad, here's new frame. Yeah, what's going on, everybody? I want to personally welcome you to my podcast, The Kyra Montero Show. This is Season 3, Episode 4. A round of applause, man. If you love the podcast, make sure you go listen, stream, and download on podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, etc. If you want to see high-definition videos of the podcast while it's being recorded, head over to YouTube, subscribe to the Kyra Montero channel, search for the Kyra Montero Show on YouTube. It's going to come up. Round of applause, man. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for tuning in. All right, man, let's dive right into this thing, man. Let's dive into the benefits of having haters. According to dictionary.com, the definition of a hater, if we're using it as a noun, I got a couple. It says a person who has an intense dislike for another person or thing, often used in combination, right? Another definition says informal, a person who thrives on showing hate or on showing hate towards, criticizing or belittling other people or things, usually unfairly. Man, heavy, right? Look, man, if you're going to be great, it's going to come with haters. Let me say that again. If you're going to be great, it's going to come with haters. It comes with the territory. But instead of looking at haters as a nuisance, which sometimes it can feel like that, instead of looking at haters as a liability, which it can feel like that, instead of looking at haters as a shackle, right? Nah, man. It's motivation. It's beneficial. And I got a few episode points to talk about the benefits of haters, man. Point number one, they fuel your gas tank so that you can make it to your destination. Let me say that again. They fuel your gas tank so that you can make it to your destination. Man, haters are motivation. Period. Haters are motivation. A lot of times when you're the best at what you do, when you're just trying to do something great, period, when you're the top of the food chain or trying to be the top of the food chain, it just fuels you, man, to go harder. Remember that. Point number two, they bring confirmation that what you are doing and building is actually something that is meaningful and valuable. Well, let me say that again. They bring confirmation that what you are doing and building is actually something that is meaningful and valuable. Haters normally don't hate on people that don't do nothing. Haters normally don't hate on people that aren't great. Haters normally hate on people that are doing something. They're great at what they're doing. They're ambitious. They're driven. They're focused. They're motivated. They're against the grain. They're innovative. They're leaders. They're visionaries. They're the trendsetters. Those are the people that normally get hated on. Think about that. Point number three, they help you learn amateur psychology and how to deal with different personalities. Let me say that again. They help you learn amateur psychology and how to deal with different personalities. I'm telling you, when you deal with a hater, man, they teach you. You definitely can learn things from dealing with haters. It'll teach you just the mindset of different human beings. It'll teach you how to deal with different personalities. Don't look at a hater as invaluable. You can learn from them. You can learn from dealing with them, I promise you. Point number four, they help you examine yourself and whatever your vision plan is that you are building up. Point number four, they help you examine yourself and whatever your vision plan is that you're building up. Even though you don't need to be validated by a hater, whatever they're hating on you for, you can use that and examine yourself and what you're building up and say, okay, is this as good as I think it is? Am I as good as I think I am? Is what they're saying have any validation? They can't validate you, but you can take whatever they're saying and hating on you at, and you can use it to examine what you're doing. It could make you better from examining it. Use them. Point number five and the final point. They can teach you how you don't want to be perceived by other people and how to have better character. Once again, they can teach you how you don't want to be perceived by other people and how to have better character. Even though a hater is a hater, at the end of the day, they can show you how you don't want to be perceived by other people. I see haters, man, and I just be like, yo, why do you want to be like that? Why hate? Why do you resort to that? And I sit back, and it's not that I'm judging or thinking that I'm better, but it's just like, yo, I don't want to come across like that. It makes me check my own character. Like, am I a hater? Am I coming across like this? Because, yo, I promise I genuinely try not to be a hater. But they can help you think about how you're perceived by other people. They can help you examine yourself and strengthen your character. So this is weird, man, but round of applause, man, to all the haters. Hi, haters. We see you. We love you. We appreciate you. Y'all got a place. Look, if you're doing something great, if you're a visionary entrepreneur, leader, whatever you're doing, haters have their place. Be thankful for haters, because haters let you know that you're doing something right. Salute to every visionary out there. Round of applause, man. Round of applause to every visionary that wants to be above average. Round of applause. And one more round of applause for you to listen to, tuning in with me. I appreciate you. Make sure that you check this podcast, The Kyber Montero Show, out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, etc. Whatever major platform that podcast can be listened to, streamed on, downloaded. If you want to check out the high-definition video that's being recorded, why this podcast is being recorded, then head over to the YouTube channel, Kyber Montero, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Make sure that you search The Kyber Montero Show on YouTube. It will show up. I appreciate y'all. This is season 3, episode 4, The Benefits of Haters. Let's take it out, man. Yeah, yeah. Fight Squad.
And when I'm over at something, tell them this.
Tell them this, man. Hi, hater.
Boy, they can't bring me like Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Boy, they can't bring me like I'm Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Boy, they can't bring me like Luke Cage. Yeah. Boy, they can't bring me like I'm Luke Cage.
I be on track like Hussein.
And I keep it true like 2 Chainz. And I got the strength like 2 Trains.
Fight Squad,
that's new friend.
Boy, they can't bring me like I'm Luke Cage.
Boy, they can't bring me like I'm Luke Cage. Boy, they can't bring me like Luke Cage. Boy, they can't bring me like I'm Luke Cage. I be on track like Hussein. And I keep it true like 2 Chainz. And I got the strength like 2 Trains. Fight Squad drip, that's new friend.
Yeah. Hey, man, rest in peace to my dude, Jeff Zahawka, a.k.a. Jay Made It on the beat. He produced that song. He's no longer here with us. Rest in peace to my brother. Salute to every visionary that wants to be above average. Blessings.